last night at the Audubon County Fair, crowned a queen, a first runner-up, and a second runner-up. And we're going to talk with those young ladies. Our second runner-up was Caitlin Schultes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Chris and Shandy Schultes, and I have two brothers, Skylar and Brody, and one sister, Ellie.
How much fun was it to be involved in the competition?
It was so fun. The girls were great. The interviews were awesome. The judges were super nice. And so it was all around a great time.
What else do you do at the fair? Are you involved in other things here?
Yeah, I show cattle at the fair, so I'll be busy with that all week.
Yeah, you will. What kind of a challenge is it with the heat and humidity to have to deal with large livestock?
It's really hard. They get overheated pretty easy, so it's constant water, you know, make sure the fans are getting on them and they're staying cool. And then also keeping ourselves cool while we're showing. It's kind of difficult to stay cool while you're working so hard.
Yeah, it was just awful that they moved the Queen Contest indoors into an air-conditioned building, wasn't it?
That was like the saving grace, I think. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, I'm surprised the animals didn't follow you.
Yeah, bet they would have liked that.
Yeah, no kidding. Talk a little bit about your fair involvement over the years. What kind of things have you shown?
Mainly cattle. When I was younger, I did a lot of static projects, some garden plot. I did that every year. And for a little while, I showed goats, but that was mainly just for an FFA project. So once I was finished with that, it was a little bit hard to maintain, so I stopped doing that. But other than that, I've been pretty involved. So.
Have you done pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have grand champion cows, but, you know, it's about the experience and about, learning how to raise the livestock and just that whole process, and I've become very knowledgeable about that. So.
Is that a family affair for you? Do you get a lot of help?
Yeah, we actually have 12 cattle or head of cattle that we're bringing to the fair this year, so it's me, my uncles, my parents, cousins, everything, so it's a whole family affair.
Yeah, it is. What's the toughest part about it?
Probably just the time. You know, it's really hard to get out there and work on all of them during softball season. So, you know, once that's over, it's just about every day we're out at the farm getting the calves ready and stuff like that. But it's all enjoyable, so I don't mind it.
What will they do when you're gone?
Oh, there will be cousins showing for many, many years, so it won't really matter when I'm gone.
Yeah, well, it'll matter. You got some plans for the future, though.
Yes, I do. I'll be attending Northwest Missouri State and majoring in biology.
What are you going to do with that? Where do you see yourself?
I'd really like to go to med school. I want to be a neurologist, so I'll be in school for quite some time.
Yeah, that's a pretty ambitious goal. Why did you decide to take that track?
Because before my grandpa passed away, he had Parkinson's disease, which starts in the brain. And so I'd really love to pursue a career studying that and, you know, just being familiar with how the brain works and things like that. It's very interesting.
Maybe you'll be the one to solve the mystery.
Maybe I will.
Just never know. Very good. Hey, give the young kids some advice on being involved. Why should they get involved in things through like county fair?
I think kids should get involved through county fair because not only do they learn how to take care of animals and they learn responsibility, but they also learn how to take care of themselves and push themselves to be out there a little bit, you know, try new things, make new friends, stay busy. And so that would be my advice to young kids is just stay active because everyone loves to see active youth and see how much they can accomplish. And the best way to do that is by getting yourself involved.
Excellent. Caitlin Schultes, congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Sarah Weedy was our first runner-up. Sarah, introduce us to your family.
My dad is Mark and my mom is Sue. And I have three sisters, Allie, Liz, and Mary.
Pretty excited about all this?
It is. It's a great opportunity to even be runner-up for our county. It's awesome.
Talk about the process.
We go and we have a meal and we get interviewed individually, and then they actually had such a hard time deciding. They came back for more questions and asked us all together, and it was just a lot of fun hanging out with all the girls, and the experience was just awesome.
There were seven girls involved in total. Did you know all of them before this?
Yes. I actually work with Megan Zach, and Aaron Cozad, so we talk all the time, and I was in sports with all the other girls, and it's just, they're fun girls to be around.
Do you feel like you've gotten to know some of them better through the experience?
I think so. A lot of stories came out at the interviews. We get to know them really well.
Good stories, I hope.
Oh, yeah, all good stories, good. Of course.
Very good. Talk a little bit about your involvement. Do you do things over the years? Have you been involved in, like, 4-H, FFA in the county fair?
Oh, yeah, I've been involved in 4-H all 9 years. I mostly do just static stuff, so I don't do any animals or anything. And I've been in FFA for 5 years and volleyball and basketball and softball for all 4 years.
What's your all-time favorite project that you've been able to bring to the fair?
Last year I brought a wagon wheel swing, and that was really cool, and I really loved that. And this year I brought a picnic table, so it's kind of up in the air which one was my favorite. But
do you like working with your hands then?
Yeah, I do. I really do. It's a good way to do work, I guess.
Where do you come up with the ideas?
For my swing, my sister saw it in Maryville, Missouri, and she's like, oh my gosh, this is a great idea. And my picnic table, I saw a picture on Facebook, and I just had to recreate it.
Excellent. Very good. So you're aware, and you're able to create some of these things that you see. That's very good. What's your future like?
I plan to go to Morningside College in Sioux City and study nursing.
Why Morningside?
It's a really good nursing program, and it's really small, and everybody gets to know everybody there, and it's just a fun environment.
Why nursing?
It's just something I've always wanted to do, and I work at the Children's Nest in Audubon, so I've always wanted to work with kids, so I want to go into pediatric nursing.
Excellent. All right. You say you want to work with kids. Give the kids advice. Why should they get involved in, like, county fair, 4-H, FFA?
They are great ways to step out of your comfort zone and step out of your box, and like Caitlin said, the community wants to see the youth do projects, and the community tends to give more when they see the youth doing projects and things like that. So it's just a great way to get out there in the community and do stuff.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to you. I hope you had a lot of fun with this, and stay involved. It's a lot of good, it's good times.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Very good. That's Sarah Weedy. Congratulations once again. Audubon County Fair Queen for this year, Taylor Nielsen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you pretty excited?
Yes, very.
You should be. Introduce us to your family.
Well, my parents are Robert and Christy Nielsen. I have a younger brother, Cooper, and a younger sister, Maddie.
Very good. The opportunity to be involved in the Audubon County Fair Queen competition, you took advantage of this. Why?
I just knew last year was a lot of fun, and this year I got to participate in the dinner and meet with the girls a little bit more and just have a little more time with the girls, which is always fun.
You bet. We talked with some of the other girls about meeting and getting more involved with some of these young ladies. You knew most of these gals, I'm sure, beforehand, but do you feel like you've gotten to know some of them a little bit better now?
Well, yes, definitely. We talked so much, so many stories, and I went to school with a lot of the girls, but Megan, she was from Exira, so I didn't go to school with her, but I learned a lot more from her, and we got closer, and so that's always fun.
Yeah. Talk about the experience with the judges. What was that like for you?
It's always fun getting to talk to people, and they were really welcoming and easy to talk to and fun to talk to.
What was the toughest question they asked you?
Oh, that's tough. How I wanted to change the world, I guess, because there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. If you could just change a little part of the world, that would be awesome.
Yes.
How are you going to change the world? What's up next for you down the road?
Well, I'm going to Northwest Missouri State University down in Maryville. And I plan to major in animal science pre-vet in the hopes of becoming a vet later on.
Is that a career path you chose a long time ago?
Yeah, ever since I was little, I've always loved animals and always wanted to care for them, and this is my way to give back.
Do you think you'll do that around here, or do you have designs to be elsewhere? Do you have any idea where you might light after the college experience?
I'm not real sure yet. I'll probably end up back here eventually, but I might go somewhere else just for a little bit and then return back to Audubon.
Are you pretty close with your family?
Yes, very.
Absolutely. So yes. That might draw you back a little closer, too.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Talk about winning this opportunity now as Fair Queen. You've got a lot of duties you have to handle here the rest of this week, but also you get to represent Audubon County at the State Fair Queen competition. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm excited to meet all the girls there, too.
Do you know much about all that yet?
I mean, I've seen, because I show horse at State Fair, so I've seen some of them walking around and stuff like that, but I don't really know quite what to expect yet.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You'll have a good time with that. You show horses at State Fair. Do you do anything here at the local fair?
Yeah, I show horses also here.
Is that an experience that you've enjoyed with, because, you know, horses can be a handful sometimes.
Yeah, they're very time consuming, and you always got to ride them every day, and they take a long time to wash, but it's worth it in the end.
More so than showing livestock, horses, you have to develop a relationship, don't you?
Yeah, with the two horses that I show, I've got a special bond with them, which is it's really fun to have because you get to return with them every year. So.
And you've shown several years at State Fair?
Yes, ever since I could. So you can start showing after your fifth grade year. So I've been showing, this will be my eighth year.
What's the best you've done?
I've actually won classes before and got reserve champions in classes, so yeah.
Excellent. Introduce us to your horses.
My baby, he's 21 years old. His name's Casey. And then I have another one named Pippin that I just got like 3 or 4 years ago, and he's also up there.
Okay. What type are they?
Pippin's a quarter horse, and Casey's a paint.
I thought you were going to say they're the best horses around, right? Very good. Taylor, congratulations again. Best of luck to you at the State Fair competition. We look forward to a lot of great things from you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.